smarter, dream bigger, live brighter.
This show is hosted by the dexterous diva herself, Miss Jo Gifford. Your new secret weapon for whip smart workflow, marketing mastery, social media prowess, and all the creativity and technology you can handle.
Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter with me, Jo Gifford, the Dexterous Diva. You can find me on dexterousdiva.co.uk, on Facebook /DexDiva, and on Twitter at DexDiva. Thank you so much for tuning in to this mini episode, which is hosted and co-hosted, in fact, by the minis, because we have just had half term. And if there are any other solopreneur or small business owner mums in there, or even dads who are listening, I would love to hear what it is you put in place to actually cope and work with the holidays. Now, part of my big why for being a self-employed mum is that I want to spend more time with the kids. And this is something that we have managed to work now quite well here in the Casa Diva. You know, my partner works at home on a Tuesday and Thursday, so we sort of share the childcare on a Tuesday and Thursday during the holidays. Other than that, we have one day where the kids go to my mum-in-law's, and so that's a sort of clear day for me to work. But I tend to make a plan, really, which is a mixture of reduced hours. So I will only do the bare sort of minimum stuff that has to be done during the holidays. So, you know, respond to emails. I will put together programs if they have to be done. And usually I will schedule blog posts in advance. So all of my social and sort of marketing stuff is taken care of. And I usually set a kind of autoresponder on my email to say that it's half term, that, you know, that I'm spending time with the children. And you know that I'll get back to you within 24 hours, but you know, please don't expect a super quick sort of response from me. So just to manage some expectations of people making inquiries or anybody trying to contact me. And obviously it's almost like the universe knows as soon as a holiday is coming, things tend to get really busy. And over the last 7 years of being a self-employed, that has always been the case. As long as, you know, if I ever book a holiday or plan something in, then everything speeds up and clients sort of, you know, sort of suddenly want you and the docket is full of stuff to do, which is amazing, of course, but it all has to be managed. So I have a mixture of sort of childcare with family, childcare shared with my partner, and also we just tend to work in the evenings, which is not ideal because it means that, you know, no one's really getting much of a sort of break ourselves because we're sort of with the kids during the day and then working in the evening time. But I find that it means I can switch off during the day and be present, you know, with the kids while we're doing whatever it is we're doing, some craft stuff or going down the play barn, or, you know, whether we're just reading books and sort of hanging out in fields or on bike rides. And if I know that I've put some systems in place and that my emails are being auto responded to, that I've, you know, that I've planned out some work time in the evening to do essential things, I know that I can be present and to not feel so stressed. And I know that other people, you know, sort of probably use nurseries or childcare stuff, and I'm really interested to hear, you know, what you all do. And in fact, I did invite my audience to send in a little voicemail via my site to kind of share your tips. And I've got an interview here, you know, with the lovely Felicity Dwyer, who sent in her tips via my speech pipe, which you can actually access on my blog. So do feel free for future episodes to send me any questions that you would like to have answered. You just click on the answer phone tab on my website, dexterousdiva.co.uk, and you'll see it right there on the front page. And it allows you to really easily just record me an audio file and send it to me via email, so I can pick up some messages and use them as shout outs in future podcasts. So here is Felicity giving her viewpoint of what she does during the holidays.
Hi Jo, this is Felicity Dwyer from The Heart of Work. I'm a career coach and the mother of a 5-year-old. Responding to your question on how I manage holidays with children, it's two things I've done to get through this half term: prioritisation and play dates. So as I knew I only had a small amount of working time this week, I decided what had to be done which was two client coaching sessions and a bid for a new piece of work, and anything else was a bonus. The other one is play dates. Most of the work I did today I did on Wednesday when my daughter was staying with a friend all day. And a friend of hers is coming over this afternoon, so it's give and take. And I do sometimes use paid childcare as well. I find that having a limited amount of time to get things done this week meant I was super efficient, did my priority tasks, and managed to have some time with my daughter.
Felicity, thank you so much for sending in your little audio voicemail, and I love the tips that you have there. I think that play dates are such a great idea to, you know, share with friends sort of locally, you know, share the childcare, because actually when, you know, when the little ones play together, it's often a lot easier than them, you know, relying on us for kind of activities and guidance and all that sort of stuff. So it can be much easier, although you do end up with a trashed house, but hey, you know, that's fine. And I love the sort of prioritization advice there. So to add to my tips, which would be to check your email list and to set an autoresponder and to work in the evenings where you can, and to make sure that you don't have anything major sort of going on in, you know, in the holiday weeks where possible, and hopefully, you know, sort of by the time the summer holidays come, at the moment we've got 7 weeks to go at the time of doing this podcast, you know, that's going to be a good 6 weeks of juggling working kids. But it's so important that we manage to stay present, you know, with our children, that we enjoy our time with them as entrepreneurs, because why we are self-employed, so we can have some balance around our family and around work and life. And so it seems a shame that so many of us view it as just a stressful time where we're trying to fit a full-time work in with also looking after the children, and that can really feel like a lose-lose situation. And really it needs to be a win-win, that we should celebrate the fact that we are able to work around the kids and to spend time with them in the holidays, but then be flexible with working practices and workflows to make the most of time and to be present with children, because there's nothing worse than, you know, when you constantly are attached to your phone or to your iPad and trying to check messages. And, you know, of course, you know, there are going to be times where we have to be with them and sort of quickly check something, but you don't want to be just with your brain in work mode all the time. Try and get out there and have ice creams and just enjoy summer holidays with your kids. It's just so much fun. It's also obviously great for creativity, you know, switch off, just, you know, play with the children and be childlike, and it can really help sort of boost those ideas. So maybe consider viewing the holidays as your little brain recharge time, you know, so get the marbles out and play with the, you know, with your little ones, and make daisy chains, you know, do crazy painting and stuff. It's so much fun. And I'm going to leave you with a few words from the minis. So do let me know your thoughts on the show notes, of course on the blog dextrousdiva.co.uk, via Twitter at dexdiva, and on Facebook, facebook.com/dexdiva. Back with more soon. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye.
Can you tell people what you've been doing in the holidays? What's your favourite thing? Have you been out on your bicycle?
We went in the park.
And what else have we been doing?
Going on bikes.
Yeah.
Had a sleepover at Nanny's and had a sleepover at Auntie Sue's.
And have you been doing craft stuff today?
We've been in the park.
Did we go out in the rain the other day as well? We made elderflower champagne, didn't we?
And we went elderflower champagne.
Was it yummy though or yucky?
Yummy.
Did we do some painting today?
We made some riddles doing painting, and we was making books.
We did some junk modelling, didn't we?
Junk modelling, making. Cartwheels.
Yeah, we did cartwheels the other day, somersaults, and we helped Great-Grandad in the garden, didn't we? Did we go for a dog walk yesterday with an auntie?
We went for a dog walk.
And do you think that we're going to get the tent out in the garden later on?
And we're going to get the tent out later on.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much, Mia. Have you had a nice half term?
I had a nice half term in heaven, and I'm going to be 5 at my birthday party.
You are going to be five really soon.
Then I'm
going to
be six, then I'm going to be seven, then I'm going to be eight.
That's right. So thank you very much and bye-bye to the people.
Bye-bye.
Okay.